former Cardinals kicker, CBS football analyst Jay Feely, our guest on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Jay, thanks for joining the show. Always good to talk to you.
Gentlemen, my pleasure. How are you?
Doing well. We were having fun yesterday talking about that Cardinals win over the Seahawks. It just boils down to when you win a game that's that good, it just does so much for the spirit of a team. That being said, we heard from Christian Kirk yesterday, Jay. He said, I want to keep playing, doesn't want to go into the bye week. Obviously, they've got no choice. Cliff Kingsbury said it's coming at the right time. In your experience, when you get a bye week when you're on a roll, what does that do to a team?
Well, I think most teams want a bye week in the middle of the season. You know, and without having the preseason games and being able to get your body ready, you know, there's a number of players that we've talked to throughout the season that have talked about, you know, how their body had to get used to hitting because you didn't do that a lot in training camp and then you didn't have preseason games. And so really those first four games, your body was getting used to it. And so I think this is a perfect time for the Cardinals. I get that, you know, when you have a big win like that, but it's nice to go into the bye with a big win like that, and then you can come back and you're refreshed and you're ready to just build upon that. You know, I think they're in a great situation. That game was just unbelievable. You know, just as a game, as a fan, it was. Mm-hmm. But then when you look at the throws that both quarterbacks made, the catches that the receivers made, the huge plays, the DK Metcalf play, like everything in it, it was one of the best games of the year by far. And as a fan of football, you just have to love that. If you're a Cardinals fan, it's even better.
Yeah. When you look at the NFC West, this thing is, it's a crazy tough division so far. How would you handicap it going forward, and how do you like the Cardinals' chances?
I think the Cardinals have as good a chance as anybody. Obviously, it's the strongest division in football, and when you look at it, I think the team that stays the healthiest, that weathers the storm with COVID, because that's the thing this year. Like, things can change in an instant for you. You know, I did the Tennessee Titans game earlier this season when they had it postponed. And then the next game was when I was doing got postponed from Sunday to Tuesday. You had no idea how many players were going to be available. You know, all of a sudden you go from having a full roster to they didn't even have 53 guys on their active roster for that game. You know, so things can happen in a hurry to a team, and the teams that stay away from that don't have injuries and that don't have issues with COVID, I think are more than any other year, there's so much uncertainty because of that fact. I mean, you can have 10, 12 guys all of a sudden gone from your team in an instant, and you don't know when that's going to happen.
Jay Feely, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. Jay, I got to ask you, as a former kicker, one of the big plays that everybody was talking about obviously was the admission of Cliff Kingsbury, basically that he iced his own kicker in overtime on a second down play. Yeah. It was just such a weird scenario. First, can you talk about the phenomenon of icing the kicker? How real is it? What goes through a kicker's head in that scenario?
Well, I think every kicker has to deal with that. I think it's real for younger players. It's not necessarily a hindrance for older veteran players. But I'll tell you a story. Brandon McManus, who's having the best year maybe of any kicker in the NFL this year, he's kicking great for the Broncos. A few years ago, he had a play where they weren't sure if they scored or not, so he's standing out there, and they had a review for a couple minutes, and then they called a timeout, so he was out there for another minute and a half, and he missed that kick. And, you know, he told me afterwards, you know, that it was because it was just so out of rhythm. You know, I said, well, why don't you leave, go back to the sidelines, get in the net, take a couple of kicks, and then when they call you and you're ready, you still have your 40 seconds, now come back out there. And now he's implemented that and do that. And I think as a young guy, sometimes you just don't walk through all those scenarios. You don't think about that. There was no reason to kick the field goal on second down there.
No.
You know, it didn't make any sense from a game management standpoint either.
No.
Take that clock down as much as possible, especially when you just called timeout. Run another couple plays and take the clock down, have your guy in rhythm, and bring him out and make the field goal.
Is there more to the icing the kicker, and it seems to be this way just from an outside viewpoint, Jay, that once the kicker kicks the ball and then the timeout is granted, that percentage of successful kicks following that timeout seems to be really low. Is there anything to that?
Coaches are idiots. they literally don't think or they don't listen to the right people. If you're going to call the timeout on ice kicker, do not allow him to have a practice shot before him, especially if you're outside with conditions. You know, I was playing against the Raiders one year when I was with the Jets, and we had like a 52-yarder at the end of the game to tie it. And I knew they were going to do it. I could see him over there, and they call a timeout, so we still go through, and I kick the ball. I hit it right down the middle, and the wind pulls it left, and it hits the upright. Well, you come back in the next one. Now I know I just aim 3 yards outside that, and it, you know, and it's perfect, and now I have confidence because I know what the wind's going to do. You know, and I always say, like, if you give Tiger Woods 2 putts, you know, to win the Masters, and the first one doesn't count, but the second one does, how many more times are you going to make that second putt? You know, you're not going to give somebody who's a professional a practice shot beforehand to test the elements. But yet, you see coaches do that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to resist asking you a Masters in November question as much as I want to, because I know you're...
No, go for it.
I know you're as much into golf. Well, let's save that for the tail end. I want to ask you this, because you, more than anybody, you were ahead of the curve when it came to analyzing Mike McCoy's offenses, not really having an identity, and that turned out to be prophetic. What's your take on the Cardinals' offense so far in the work in progress that it is?
I think that's the right definition for it for 2 years, a work in progress. And I give Cliff Kingsbury a lot of credit, you know, that he has not been one of those coaches who has his system, and I'm going to run my system, and I hope my system works. You know, obviously, he has the things he believes in, but he's shown the willingness to adapt. He's shown the willingness to implement more, you know, power run games. He's shown the willingness to listen to his coaches and to implement things that his players does well, and I think he did that last year after the first month of the season when he was running 10 personnel so much, and then he went away from that, and they did a much better job and were much more effective. And you see him changing throughout. The best offensive coaches in the NFL are continuing to have a system, but they put their players in the best situation to utilize their talent, and they continually look at what defenses are doing and how they can take advantage of what defense are doing based on what they do. I mean, look at Sean McVay and the situation he puts defenses in and how he stresses them and how he has answers, you know. And that, I think it's, to me, it's very obvious when I do games and you go into these production meetings, you sit with coaches, when coaches have answers and when they don't have answers. You know, when you've been in there 2-3 weeks in a row, or 3 weeks and 5 weeks, and you have the same problems and the same issues and they're giving you the same answers, you know they don't have solutions. You know, they have a system, and I think the best coaches, they have a basis, they have a system that they believe in, but they find answers for what defenses they're doing.
All right, that's a great answer. All right, let's get your thoughts on Augusta in November. Bryson DeChambeau is going for 215 miles per hour on his swing speed, Jay.
He said he's gonna have 2,000 reps on the driving range with his driver between now and the Masters. I mean, it's fascinating to me. You watch Bubba Watson and Tiger Woods at different times overpower that golf course, and Bryson's going to try to do the same thing. You know, to me, not having fans is going to take so much away from the Masters.
I know.
You're not going to hear those roars. You know, the players aren't going to hear it. It's not going to build the adrenaline and the fans and the players. But I'm just glad that we have the Masters, you know, that it didn't get canceled like the British Open did. And you know, I'm fascinated to see what I didn't think Bryson could do it at the U.S. Open. You know, I think he's got a much better chance at Augusta than he did at the U.S. Open because of the rough. But he showed, like, I'll just hit it up there. I'll find the ball. I'll dig it out. And he's a much better putter than a lot of people give him credit for. And he does it his way. Like, I love the fact that he wasn't afraid to go against conventional wisdom. He wasn't afraid to ruffle the feathers of everybody and just say, I don't care what you think. I'm going to do it my own way. And he's been so successful doing it.
Jay Feely of CBS Sports, our guest. Jay, before we let you go, you mentioned the DK Metcalf play. I saw the tweet that you put out of your own son just this past weekend with a similar play. You got to take us through this video. It's amazing.
Well, you know, it's Friday Night Lights, right? High school football, and they get a big breakaway. It was actually on a kickoff. And, you know, he just hawks this dude down. He's the kicker on his team. And he hawks this dude down from behind. And I'm doing games, so I miss a lot of his games, so I have to watch him on Huddle. So I'm watching on Huddle, kind of narrating it as I watch it. And I just love the hustle. You know, just very similar play. That I, when I watched DK Metcalf, I'm like, oh, he made it popular, but Jace did it first on Friday night.
But,
it was great.
But he did it better, too, because he forced a fumble.
He forced a fumble, and they got a touchback, too, so they got the ball back.
Nice.
Which Cardinals fans are glad that Buda Baker held out of that ball.
Jay, always good to talk to you, man. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Great to talk to you, too.
All right, Jay Feely.